Moncrief on News Talk.
There's a bit of a row brewing between Dublin bus drivers and Dublin Bus. Curiously, bus drivers often find themselves running ahead of schedule. To correct this, they're supposed to pull in and wait. But that's much easier said than done and has led to some allegations of bullying. Kathleen, a Dublin bus driver, has experience of this. Afternoon, Kathleen.
Good afternoon.
So why is it that you're finding that the buses are running ahead of schedule? Is it because there's less traffic on the road in Dublin?
It could be a number of factors. Number one, like, you're not going to get the same volume of traffic at 11 o'clock in the morning or at that 6 o'clock in the evening. Mm. You know, you've got rush hour, you've got pedestrian or passenger levels, you've got weather, anything. You know, it could be anything that could affect this.
Right. OK, so has this been always has this always happened or is it, excuse me, more of a recent development?
It's in the last couple of years. It hasn't been pressed as much as it has been lately.
Mm.
But, you know, with the press the box and everything else, like, OK, 99% of the drivers will keep their time and it's an effort as well to do so. And we'll pull in and everything else and we'll make sure that we're back on time before we leave, the whole lot. And you do explain that to your passengers, of course. But, I mean, if you go ahead of schedule, it's understandable that people who are waiting for that particular bus may miss it because you've already passed. That is not something the drivers want because, you know, we know a lot of the passengers and whatever. But, like, people going to work and stuff like that, they're waiting for that particular bus. So we're not going to, you know, deliberately just, you know, fly ahead and then all of a sudden just, you know, forget the passenger.
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to happen. We're a bit considerate that way, obviously, you know.
Yes. Explain what the press-it box is.
The press-it box is, it's an on-time device that's in the bus. It will let you know if you are going ahead of schedule, in which point, yeah, if you can pull in somewhere, absolutely, you'll pull in, right, for a minute or two or whatever. There are timing points along the way that will automatically interact then with the press-it box to let you know where you are and the controllers where you are. They they have an AVL system, that's a vehicle locator system, that will let them know they can see where you are on your journey.
Yeah.
You know, as a driver, they can see where the driver is. So, yeah, well, like, we do make allowances, obviously. We have to pull in. You don't want people missing their bus, but at the same time, it's a bit bloody annoying when you're 15 seconds ahead of time and this thing is, you know, letting you know you're ahead of schedule. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Every 15 seconds, like, it's ridiculous. Quarter minute ahead, you know what I mean?
And so, what do you do if you can't pull in? Because it's a bus is a big vehicle. There won't be always room to do that.
Exactly. And on some of the routes, there aren't reasonable places that you can pull in. You know, like, if you have the indented bus stop, fair enough, you can pull in there for a minute or two, right? But if you're going along a straight road or through a village or whatever, you can't pull in. You know, you can stop for a second and pick up passengers, but then you're holding up traffic behind you. You know, so it's not reasonable or viable to pull in, you know? At the same time, the press the box may be wrong, and it has been on occasion.
Oh, God.
You know?
Can you also find yourself in a situation of thinking, well, I'll pull in at the next stop, and then there's five buses ahead of you also pulled in?
Yes. There's two timing points on the C-spine, right? There's one at Woody's in Lucan, and there's one on Bachelor's Walk. So, yes, if you're ahead of time, you're going to take a drink of water, you're going to, whatever it is, sort out your paperwork, you'll take 2 minutes there. You know, normally you would not be ahead of 2 minutes.
Mm.
Reasonably, you know, I'm sure it has happened, but, you know, it wouldn't be done deliberately, obviously,
yeah.
You know. So, yeah, you would wait your time there. You explain to the passenger, sorry, I'm a bit ahead of schedule. I have to hold back here a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Doesn't always go down well, but, you know, it is what it is. We have to do our job too, you know.
In those places, Kathleen, is there always room?
Well, I know one. Woody's and Luke and there was five buses pulled in there last week holding time, you know.
Mm.
And a sixth pulled up. Where do you go? What can you do? It's frustrating, you know.
Yeah.
And it's going to hold up traffic. You can't pull in. So then what's going to happen? You have the controller then on you, you know. I asked you to pull in. Yeah, you did, but where am I going to do that? There's five buses waiting there.
Yeah.
You know?
And
so what do you... Sorry, go on.
Yeah, and like there are some drivers apparently have said that, you know, it starts to feel like bullying when the controllers are onto them repeatedly saying this and they can't find a place to pull in.
Yes, I've heard that. Now, I'm not saying that, but what I am saying is give us a break here, you know. You can see where we are. Where do you expect me to pull in? Say Concolbert Road, downhill in a double-decker bus, you'll do 70. Right, 70 kilometres an hour. And there's twists and turns on that road. So you've always to be aware of cyclists, police checkpoints, whatever the case may be, abandoned vehicles, which has happened there a few times. Do you know what I mean? In the bus lane. So you're watching out for all of this and all of a sudden you're getting over the radio, Kathleen, you're ahead of time or whatever, you know? And they don't let up. I got called 3 times in about 5 minutes. And I'm like, Jesus, will you give me a break here? Where do you want me to pull over? Into the bushes? Like, you can't say that. Because to me, it's like, I'm driving a bus here, you know? Mm. And you're telling me to pull in. Would you like me to pull into the bushes? Because that's the only place I can go right now, you know? So I would, and I have, waited till I got to Houston Station and called them back. And I've sat there for 7 minutes. At one point I did. 7 minutes. Because... coming down the road, obviously you're going at a bit of speed or whatever, and there's not many passengers on the bus. It's an 18-ton bus, you know. It's not going to stop easy, you know. So at the end of the day, yes, I pulled in. I pulled in for 7 minutes. I was 2 minutes behind when I left Houston Station. I got around to the first bus stop around on Sarsfield Quay, and I was 2.5 minutes ahead. How is that possible? I've only been driving for like 50 seconds.
That's mad.
You know? Yeah. So when I did, I got up to the top of Bachelor's Walk and I thought, no, 6.5 minutes up, I've stopped at every bus stop along the quays, right? And I called them back and I said, listen, I said, this thing is saying now I'm 6.5 minutes ahead. I haven't even been driving for 6.5 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
And he says, it's up to the driver to keep their eye on the press box. Well, if that's the case, then why are you calling me? That's my point. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm doing my job. And then he was really rude to me. I'm not going to say what was said, but at the same time, it was bloody rude. And I just thought, no, I'm not listening to that.
Yeah. And some drivers are just turning off the radios altogether, you know, when things get a bit heated like that.
I can't speak for them. Do you know what I mean? I have once went at that rude driver and I just lowered the rude controller and I just lowered my radio and I thought, I'm not listening to him.
Yeah.
You know, never met the man. Never met him. But
SIPTU and the MBRU have advised drivers, sent around a notice advising drivers for safety reasons not to operate their radios while in
That's
service.
Right. That's right. Yeah, radio silence when you're called for things like that. We listen to if there's any obstructions or whatever in the road, but I'm not answering if I'm driving 70 kilometres down a road with a bus full of passengers. I'm not answering you because I've got enough to be doing and concentrating on. You know?
Yeah. When you've had to pull in then and you tell the passengers we're ahead of schedule, so we're going to have to wait here for a minute or two. Do passengers generally understand that or do you have people coming down saying I'm late for my dentist appointment or whatever?
I'm sure that has happened. It hasn't happened to me, but I'm sure it has. Like people waiting to get to work or whatever, you know. I can understand that. But if you're ahead of schedule and you're on the bus that you're on, well then fair enough. You know, we're going to be on time. No, even if I do hold back for 2 minutes, I'm still going to get there on time because I'm ahead. You know, it makes sense. So a lot of people do. They understand it perfectly. They mightn't be happy about it. I don't know. But at the same time, I have to do my job and I will get you there on time. I won't be late.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm ahead of schedule, I'm not going to be late. I promise you. You know?
Gee, can this be really stressful, Kathleen?
Do you know what? Driving a bus is stressful. And people think you just sit there just driving a bus. It's not like that. You're responsible for how many people are on that bus. You're also responsible for the bus. You're also responsible for keeping your time. You know, you're responsible for, but you're in the middle of any incidents that may happen on the bus. You know, so yes, it's stressful. You are always alert, always. For cyclists maybe in the bus lane, scooter drivers all in black with no lights on a scooter, police checkpoints around the next corner, So you have to always be one step ahead and think ahead all the time. So, and you do. And a lot of people wouldn't understand that because they just get on a bus, sit down and get brought to their destination. And it's not, you know, I've nothing against them for that. But at the same time, I'm doing my job here and it's bloody stressful. And it's, you know, I'm conscientious. And, you know, I'm trying to keep time here and I'm trying to look after you as well. You know?
And can you see any way of kind of perhaps organising this system a bit better?
Can I?
Mm.
Well, if you see a driver, if the AVL sees a driver ahead or the controller or whatever, try to understand it from their point of view. You know,
mm.
I may have 2 passengers or I may have 100 passengers on my bus, right? And I am trying to keep to a timetable. No problem. I will do that. And I have done 99% of the time. Yes, there's been once or twice I've gone ahead or whatever. But, you know, that you get frustrated as well with the press the box too, telling you that you're 15 seconds ahead. And, you know, and then you're not going to go pushing buttons to see how far you're ahead when you're supposed to be driving a bus.
Yeah.
You know, so you'll pull in, when you pull in, maybe Houston or Woody, say, in Lucan, right? That's the 2 timing points. Then you will have a look. Then you go, OK, I may have to wait 3 minutes here. Wow, didn't realise it was that much. And you'll do it. And you'll take off when it says on time. And then as soon as you move 500, you know, 500 feet ahead, it's telling you you're ahead again. God, it's ridiculous. It's frustrating.
Does it say, you know, if you're in a certain part of Dublin and there's not much traffic and so you're kind of zooming along, but then further up you might get, say, closer to the city centre and it's busier. Does the system take that into account? That you'll be moving quicker in bits and slower in the others, you know what I mean?
It's not that you're moving quicker or slower. I mean, most drivers now, we're actually taught to drive slow, believe it or not, right? We're taught to drive slow around a 35 kilometre an hour thing, right? In a bus. Fair enough. It's a bus.
Yeah.
The thing is, when you're coming down the likes of Concolbert Road, there's a lot of downhill slopes on it. And the bus will just, you know, the momentum will carry the bus, you know, and speed it up. So, yes, you're going to check when you get to Houston Station if you're ahead, you know, and you'll take your time picking up and dropping off passengers. You'll drive behind the cyclist who's in front of you just to slow down, you know. We'll wait for the traffic lights to go red and we'll sit there in order for the press box to bring it back. You know, we'll do all of that. But, you know, it's give and take here.
Yeah.
You know?
Kathleen,
be reasonable.
Yes. Kathleen, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Kathleen, a Dublin bus driver. One person's wonders, can the buses not just pull up and wait at a bus stop? Well, you heard Kathleen's answer there. It isn't always possible to do that. There isn't always the room to do that. Olive says, if the controller can see exactly where the buses are at all times, how come the real-time info can't be correct? Yeah. Andrew says, I think that puzzles Kathleen as well. Andrew says, our Duluth bus regularly comes up to 10 minutes early when the driver is on a mission to get off early, forcing the bus to stop at 2 or 3 points on the way would take away this incentive to finish early. Of course, there should be a proper place to pull over, but if the timetable were done correctly, this would work for all. Someone else says, it sounds like Mr. Bates versus the post office type scenario. The system isn't wrong. Obey the system. There might be a bang of that off it, all right. Aaron says, but you could hit traffic further on in the route, resulting in being late. Whereas if you'd kept moving, you would have missed that traffic. Well, as Kathleen said, you know, they're getting instructions from controllers saying, no, hurry, you know, be slow down or speed up, depending on where you are at any given point in the route. They don't seem to take that into consideration. Maybe they do. All this timekeeping is only NTA bull. I'm a bus errand driver and we've a similar nonsense system.